How will third level look when students return to campus in the autumn? Well, things are becoming clearer after the publication of guidelines for higher education institutions. Face coverings are being advised where 2 metre social distancing can't be maintained. There'll be changes to the way students come and go from lectures, and there'll be tighter rules about the use of on-campus accommodation. Kieran O'Hogarty, the president of NUI Galway, is on the line now to discuss this. Kieran, the big difference between colleges and universities and primary and secondary schools is you're dealing with thousands of people moving about and mixing on campus. What are the big changes you're going to have to make to ensure that's done safely?
Good morning and morning to your listeners, and hope you're all well. Yes, I think there's a number of differences. One is the scale, and we're very, very conscious of our responsibility, not only to our staff and students in particular, but also to society at large. So really looking to open within public health guidelines, and certainly that's the priority, and as the guidelines issued yesterday clarify. So it will always be subject to public health guidelines, and the guidelines issued yesterday are guidance in that regard. A number of other differences, for example, our students are primarily adults. So again, there's that responsibility that is shared between us and our students. And I think that is also made clear in the guidelines. And we'll be making a lot of efforts in order to encourage students to behave in an appropriate manner, consistent with public health advice. And then thirdly, there are significant aspects in the guidelines around how teaching will take place, and how the return to teaching will take place, but also guidelines around areas like accommodation, which again would be different between ourselves and other education providers. At higher education, we'd have accommodation on campus and students returning to accommodation off campus as well. So there are particular aspects of the guidance that we'll be taking into account in that regard.
So our students,
for example,
and staff,
capacity to teach and making teaching spaces safe. Also how access and egress is organised, and also making spaces available for students to self-isolate where necessary in accommodation. So part of this is really making now plans in this regard, and secondly, communicating to students and to society in general that the priority is public health and the health and safety of our students and staff, and therefore society in general.
So will students and staff return in full? And this report, it also puts an onus on institutions like yourselves to look at things that are normally beyond your control, like society events. Will there be RAG Week, for instance?
I think we'll be advising against that, or certainly in the context will provide us with guidance in that regard. And I think if it takes place, it will be quite different. And RAG Week is not a university event, as you say, so that's also challenging for us. But certainly we would be encouraging our students, noting that they are adults, to be responsible. And all events should take place in the context of public health advice in situ at that time. So that will also impact on clubs and societies and how they operate. A very important part of university life. And the guidance does set out, interestingly, that the most of that, there is risk obviously in teaching spaces, and that risk needs to be managed and mitigated and minimised. But there's also risk more generally outside of those spaces, and that's, I think, really where a lot of effort will take place in bringing students back to campus, is being conscious that we are part of society. Our walls are porous. The virus doesn't necessarily respect university walls, as we know, and therefore we really need to encourage behaviour which is consistent with public health advice and is responsible in that regard.
You mentioned campus accommodation. It's also an area of concern because these are congregated settings that we're hearing so much about. People share things like food preparation areas. How is this going to change?
Yeah, so we're planning around that and having accommodation maybe available in pods, so that students will have accommodation or be accommodated in pods where they're sharing those spaces. The guidance does have also advice and requirements around, for example, access to accommodation only to those who are in that accommodation. Encouragement not to share common spaces only to the extent necessary, and also making available self-isolation spaces. So we will be, as part of our capacity planning, both in the accommodation and more generally, making space available for students to self-isolate as necessary. And we'll be also encouraging other accommodation providers, as the guidance sets out, to do the same.
Okay, Kieran O'Hogarty, President of NUI Galway, thank you for talking to us. It's 10 to 8.